Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 before your radio show today. Your word this hour is street. S-T-R-E-E-T, street.
Oh, I like that, Robbie. That was a little, what was that, Doobie Brothers?
Yep. Text that to 72881. Street.
Does that mean I'm a little old?
Yeah.
No, man, who doesn't like the Doobies?
It means I'm old.
Chicago, the Doobie Brothers.
That's all good stuff, man.
Yeah, could have told you that.
I'm 42. Easily.
Harlan Oates.
Hey, why do you look like you're a Marine today?
Hey.
It's with your hair.
Hey, but, hey. You need to go back.
Ho, ho, ho.
And
guess who doesn't get to judge hair? Two baldies.
He's bald? No.
Bald.
He has hair.
Bald.
It's just
bald.
Not where you would
Yo,
like it.
I've got like the Jew hair where it's like it's nothing in the middle.
And please.
I like to call that the Cowboys Stadium look.
Give me an opinion on all the hair that and what you would do to it.
Alphonse.
Seriously,
I'm sorry, Corporal.
Let me know.
I'm sorry, Sergeant Payne.
Master Sergeant.
You guys would know this, but like when you have hair.
Did you order the code red?
Gets hot out. I know you guys are used to because you got to like. Lather
you
up with the sunscreen.
In your car.
No, seriously, you definitely look like Markinson from.
I don't know who that is. This is more old. Like you guys are just aging yourselves these first few minutes.
Few Good Men's one of the best movies ever. Ever. By the way, spoiler alert: you end up killing yourself.
Nah, I'm good.
In your full Marine uniform.
I'm good.
No, because...
No, that's not a Few Good Men.
Yeah, it is.
Is it
Markinson? Oh, they put him in a hotel.
Get your military movies right. If you're gonna make them,
did you tell the barber like, hey, I want to look like I'm. Just got drafted.
Short and sassy.
That's sassy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wait. Please don't tell me you're going to read that.
Read what? What? Oh, you're going to read on our OTAs period already? It's not even OTAs. It's minicamp. Today we got the debut.
It's mandatory.
Today is Minicamp Chronicles.
Wait, I thought I was going to leave my headlines with it.
You can do that too.
No, but I don't want to ruin the Chronicles.
No, I mean, look. Look, whatever you say... I got a holster of so much minicamp stuff, can't even handle it. So you go ahead, run through the tulips with all you got with the minicamp because it's overflowing with the football. It's overflowing. In fact, let's get the headlines.
Wait. Why is
this is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
What? Listen.
What just happened?
What just happened is basically... He now knows what gets under your skin, and so he's going to push it to the absolute limit.
You know how they have radio teases?
Yeah.
Well, we have show teases, and basically what Tobin does is he takes the screen, turns it a little bit over here with the headline.
Like, normally it's a video of some animal doing something, or maybe like a UFC knockout.
No. I have a lot to get to on that, too.
Not the knockouts, but when somebody gets kicked.
I watched something this weekend with the fight game. Game changer.
See the guy get kicked in the head?
Which one?
It was on Saturday night, the end of the fight night. The guy got side-kicked in the head.
I did see that.
It's awesome.
Marlon Moraes, he won 33 seconds head kick. I did see that, but what I saw
so
this
So he wasn't tired? The guy that got kicked in the face?
Nope.
Wasn't tired?
Nope, just never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming.
But you know why? Because he didn't scout. He didn't know.
Swing a leg at me.
What I saw this weekend? Game changer.
Yeah?
Game changer.
Game changer?
Listen
why?
To me.
Why?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Game changer. But go ahead. Go with your pit of the little headlines.
The top story of the day is that new kicker Jason Sanders hit from 56 yards.
Oh,
and a 7-for-7.
See, you know what? Like, you make it mandatory, and then it looks like he's got the onions to show up. So it's good to see that.
56 yards, boys.
Well done, Colonel Sanders.
That could win you a game.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a game winner right there.
Looks like I got myself a bucket of kicks from the Colonel. Colonel Sanders.
That's going to catch on.
Oh, yeah.
You're just be lucky you're not paying attention.
No. I heard the bucket of kicks. And I was just reading a story.
You're welcome.
It says, designer Kate Spade found dead in her apartment.
Wait, you better be doing my
You guys know who Kate Spade is?
Yeah, yeah.
Found dead in her apartment.
I know, she hung herself. Yeah.
Right.
He just gave himself a point.
Hey. Yeah, let me tell you something.
Too slow.
This
too
is
slow.
Why you don't. You're gone for one day?
Too slow.
Leroy, I thought you were the master of the spin move.
Too slow. You can't go minus two.
Bonus point for trying to.
You can't go minus two because you missed a block.
No. Okay. And by the way, Texters love you. Because you sent in that nonsense yesterday. And I started making fun of it. And Robbie played it. And they loved it. And so I had to change my minus point on your day off to a plus two.
Excellent. Come on, how funny was that with those animals?
They weren't doing nothing.
It wasn't funny.
It was.
The best video was with your daughter going, "You're stupid," or whatever she said.
Apparently my daughter doesn't like my shenanigans.
Really?
Already embarrassed by
Even though you include her in most of them?
Yeah. Not appreciative.
Like, if how old is your daughter? She's lovely.
Six.
She's six? Okay. Yeah, if she's not down with them, right, how does your wife feel about your shenanigans?
I don't know. Ask her last night in the bedroom when we were watching the LeBron J.R. Smith video.
Again?
I said, honey.
Was that motivation?
Honey, we got to set the mood. Let me play this. And it's just LeBron. She's like, why are you playing a video of LeBron in here? I said, just trust me. Trust me. Watch him be so upset. I mean, she could wear the most risque thing. Wouldn't get me that excited. Did you see how miserable he was? Boys.
He was.
Did you see it? How great was that?
It was wonderful. We talked about it.
Wait. I thought you didn't have a problem with LeBron.
What? I can't.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I heard that little smart alecky remark you made yesterday, sir. What?
I thought you were at the zoo.
I caught you boys on the way home. Trust me. I'm listening. I got ears out there. Ears on the streets.
You have been picking the Cavs the past couple weeks. I will say.
Because I've been right. Hey, look. Mr. Magnificent 7, which has turned into the Turbulent 7. just because I can go away from my feelings to win some bets doesn't mean I'm not basking in the glory as much as I normally am.
Oh, so you pick the other side and then you call it a win-win.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, kind of betting, Robbie.
Not seeing
the fan that bets against his team, and then when his team wins, go. Oh,
I do that a lot.
Oh man, I could. Can I just say? Do you have any more headlines? Great.
I mean,
so can I just
Marlins
say?
Play tonight.
Can I just say, the sheepness that's been going on in the media? It's sickening. It's sickening. What I've been watching with this LeBron stuff. I mean, first of all, can anybody come up with an opinion other than look at the corpse that he's dragging. Look at him. Look at this roster that he has to drag to the finals. Forgetting the entire time that it's his doing. He's the reason why it's this terrible. I mean, if he could just be drama free for like 3 seconds, maybe Kyrie Irving wouldn't want to skip town to Boston at first chance.
Well, he's not
forcing his way.
He's not skipping these days.
Trust me. If he actually thought he had a chance to be in the finals,
if he could have Kyrie on his team right now, Kyrie still wouldn't be able to play. He's hurt.
He would be because he had a voluntary surgery because he thought Boston, we ain't going anywhere. So, and also they play on creaky floors. So trust me, Kyrie would have still been suiting up.
You know what?
But I have a new rule.
Do you think Will's busy?
This is to our boss and anybody who does scheduling. Please. Please don't give Tobin any more days off, because when you come back, it's worse.
No. But let's be honest here, Leroy. He goes out there and he begs Dan Gilbert to give his boys Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith monster contracts, just fat ones, so they can't make any moves. But then who does it go back on? Oh, the owner, because cheap bastard, and he doesn't know what he's doing. Meanwhile, he was the GM the whole time. He was, and so I just find it funny. Everybody's like, oh. look what they have in Cleveland. Nothing for Lamar. Yeah, that's because he comes in like napalm. It's fantastic and exciting from the beginning points. But that fire burns, man, and it doesn't stop. And so when you're left with this just rubble of a roster, you're like, oh, poor LeBron. Poor Bron. Because it's not like he didn't up and hightail out of Miami the second that he saw Dwayne Wade's knees get a little bit creaky and go and re-up his roster in Cleveland. And so the first time that it happens to him, that somebody doesn't want to deal with his nonsense and says, bye-bye, Bron, I'm out. He's like, oh, what? No, nobody leaves me. What? I'm sorry. Look, fantastic performances by him. But if I'm supposed to feel bad for LeBron James because he looks around that roster and sees nobody, that's the work of a sheep.
I'm pretty sure you and I can just leave.
It's a brilliant exit plan.
Oh, God.
That's his way out.
He's right.
Why are we here?
What?
Why are we here?
No, Leroy and I
Robbie is like the guy when you have the rapper, and he's the guy on the side going,
He's the hype man.
He's the hype man.
Yeah, he's my hot take hype man.
Because the hot take hype man. And he's egging you on. Yeah. And you're all excited because you got one guy.
You know what I'd rather be doing right now?
What?
Anything.
I'd rather be walking around the Aventura Mall.
I went to the Aventura Mall today. Fantastic. Mall browsing.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh. That's terrible.
Calm my nerves. Got me
Calm
ready.
Your nerves.
Calm your nerves.
Got me set for the show. Little mall browsing. Gotta tell you what. Big sale on Vice shirts, boys. Big sale. Yeah? 90% of JCPenney. Going back afterwards.
You're going back?
I didn't have time.
At rush hour?
Didn't have time.
You're gonna do rush hour and Aventura?
Didn't have time to try them on.
Try them on.
Each Vice shirt.
Now, I will tell you this, because I got a couple of shirts that I got. They say they fit like 57%, so I got double X, and they fit like a blanket.
Yeah. Each Vice shirt is its own. It's its own doing.
I'll bring it.
I got shirts in Men's Warehouse that were on sale from $74 to $11.98. It was a good deal.
Mm. Oh, and by the way, speaking of you, Baba Black Sheep.
Jesus.
Have you any wool? All of you who are like, oh, bitter Heat fan, can't get over it. Look, you're the ones who aren't over it. You're not. Because you just want to sit here and act like it's all the same. It's not the same. Well, you're what I like to call a fan abusive relationship. You like to think that things are going to turn around for you and that you'll have better days if you can be positive and appreciate greatness. It won't. Trust me, you'll feel a lot better when you get to hate on things that you should be hating on. It's therapeutic. Do it. Try it sometimes. I'm telling you.
Someone says that if you do a focus group, your fake LeBron outrage bit is played out, bruh.
I got to tell you.
Trust me.
Like, guys think it's fake LeBron stuff? He does this 24/7.
It's just ridiculous. Everybody's got the same. Oh, hey, poor LeBron. Oh, poor. He's telling the media.
What was his alternatives?
What was his alternatives?
Yeah.
Well, his alternatives are, hey, don't hamstring your organization by telling them to give oodles of money to Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith. Maybe they'll have some flexibility down the road. Also, maybe don't be so drama-filled every single year. Maybe commit to something. Maybe actually give a plan out to your teammates who, you know, could have a better idea and don't want to be puppets in your little maestro play of, oh, where am I going to go? Am I going to go to Philly? Am I going to go to L.A.? Am I going to go to Miami? Am I going to go here? Am I going to go there? It's like, it's nonstop. It's always a cycle of drama. And so maybe if it was just a little bit of normalcy, just a little bit, somebody wouldn't want to hightail it out of there. But now I got to hear about, oh, look who he's got to play with.
Jordan. Is he saying that?
He is. He's saying it in not so many words. Oh, he's got to play with Jordan Clarkson. Oh, yeah. He's got to play with Jordan Clarkson. You want to know why?
We have breaking news.
Because he kicked Kyrie to the curb.
Breaking news.
What?
Minka Fitzpatrick has two interceptions and two pass breakups today.
Hot damn, Leroy. Are you ready for the next hour and 45?
Holy crap.
You ready?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
We've only been on for 15 minutes?
He's on it today, Minka.
Hour 45 to go, boys. We got lots to get to. We're back after this.
That's how I see it's losing that job. A word's going to get through because Robbie's chewing and he didn't hear it.
Well, you put out the Jersey Mike's bat signal.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Hey, he responded quick.
I felt guilty, so I just said no. I was like, nah, I mean, you brought lunch enough times. Like, I'm good. But then Robbie just thundered in.
I was expecting you two guys.
Robbie was like, the number seven provolone.
Yes.
Last time I missed it. Last time I forgot to text it in until like 30 minutes later. You guys made me look like a donkey. I was on an island here, bro, breaking the seal.
It's fine.
I gotta tell you, you can never look like a donkey because a donkey has hair on his back.
Yeah. Minicamp is just in full swing. I can't even handle it. It's mandatory now, so Leroy can't say this doesn't matter. Everybody's together.
I saw
a tweet that Mike Gesicki, he took a defender to the ground today.
Oh!
Blocking was. They said he couldn't block.
Holy
They said
biscuit.
He couldn't block.
That's unbelievable.
They
Excuse
said he
me.
Couldn't block.
I said it doesn't matter until you put the mouthpieces in.
What do you know?
But it's mandatory. They got to be there.
Man, my rookie year, we had Buck Carson as a coach. On the last day of minicamp, open bar.
Are there any young
and
buds?
Barbecue.
Hmm? Are there any young buds? No? Is anybody young go by the name Bud?
Oh, in a sitcom.
I mean, there was Bud on the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 30 years ago.
30-year reference. Okay. So, no. So, no is the answer.
I can't think of any new buds, no.
Oh, there's Bud Crawford. Terrence Crawford. He goes
Is that just like...
Bud.
What's the old name? Like, my grandmother's name was Mildred.
Yeah, there's no Mildreds anymore.
Gertrude.
There's a couple of young Gertrudes.
My grandmother's name is Frida.
Woo! Frida is...
Frida's outdated.
Yeah, it is.
Frida's musty.
My other grandmother, may she rest in peace, it was Sylvia.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's still cool.
It is?
Yeah. There's a lot of Sylvias.
Oh. Are there a lot
or
of Sylvias?
Or Sylvies.
Yeah.
Waddle and
yeah.
Sylvie.
Huh?
Waddle and Sylvie.
From Chicago.
Yeah. ESPN Chicago. Huge duo. They got 3 hours.
Oh. I thought you said
they really have
waddling
3 hours?
Sylvie.
I don't know.
They might have four.
Said waddling Sylvie.
You might be right. They might have four.
Yep.
Hashtag goals. Anyway.
I'm new to the show. Is Tobin the LeBron hater? You are very new to the show.
What they, do
show?
Have, they do have 4 hours.
Bud Bundy.
Yeah. Waddle and Sylvie are on from 2 to 6.
Central time.
What is that guy? What is this, his first day? He thought Will was on the show. Welcome to Thunderdome. Two take center,
Ooh,
one take leaves.
My aunt's name is Alfreda.
Huh.
Wow.
Just Frida with an Al in front of it.
Thanks, Robbie.
Love me some chicken Alfredo. Delicious.
Why does everything remind him of food?
Well,
even food reminds him of the food he's going to have the next time.
That's right. So here's what's really exciting.
I promise you, the reason why you didn't have time in the Aventura Mall, because you were there to get something to eat.
Perhaps. Callum Ballage, hands. Let's just put it out there right now. This guy that they got from Arizona State, Leroy, the Wildcat quarterback, well-rounded running back. He's got it all. He's got it all. They put out a video. You're rolling your eyes at me, but look. Computer's slow. Sucks. There's this video out there that the Dolphins put out on their social media page, and I'm just going to say, dude's got mitts. He catches the ball out of the backfield, which just makes them even more well-rounded. Here we go. Oh, but it's Kenny Stills' video.
Oh, he's white?
No.
Oh, okay, because look.
Get out of here.
That's why I thought that. Look.
Nah. Look at that. Hands. See that? Look at those hands. Like Spider-Man.
I got to tell you.
Look at that. Slow motion.
I'm going to tell you.
Who is that?
Callum Ballage.
Oh.
Ballage.
That would be the Ajayi pick, by the way, coming in.
Not too shabby. Look, even the haters of the haters, you got to say. Props where props is due. Looks like they got themselves a piece.
Man. Whoa.
That said he could play all three downs?
Very exciting. I mean, you think about it, you got wide receivers that basically, you got running backs now that can do whatever they want.
How about Betty? Otis, my sister's name is Elsie.
Elsie, she's in Westworld.
And she's fat. I don't know why.
I didn't get through this week's Westworld. I stopped halfway through.
How about Consuela?
Well, yeah,
the typical abuela name from days past.
I'm not.
Yeah. Elsie's been a character since the first season.
Don't meet many young Consuelas.
I know a 30-something named Ethel.
Whoa.
Man, apologize
to her. She got screwed.
What if she's just an absolute dime piece, though, and she's named Ethel?
E.
Would that be
Ethel dime piece?
Would that be like a, you know, factor?
I think so.
Really?
How are you not always going to think about her with the blue hair?
Who? I mean, if she's hot.
If she's Ethel. Hot. Ooh, here's one.
I'm saying like.
Here's one.
I'm saying she's just like
now,
the absolute finest, but her name is Ethel.
This is
not going to bother you at all.
This
You're
is
You're going to turn that away. Will you be quiet for 1 second?
No.
You would turn that away just based on a name?
I think so. Oh, it's almost like she's in
disguise. Really, Peace? You, Mr. Eyebrow Examiner, that you would turn someone away for thick eyebrows? Get out of here, Beast.
Yeah.
You're the last person to talk.
Caterpillar
Man.
What
hot take was that?
You're very picky with the weirdest stuff.
Okay, I don't like that British chick on HQ's eyebrows. I'm sorry.
Hey, you don't even have eyebrows. Like, you got, like, essence.
You don't have eyebrows.
You got essence of a right eyebrow, and the left one's, like, null and void.
Okay, listen.
That's like complaining Tom Brady doesn't have enough rushing yards.
Listen, quad pod boy.
That added nothing to the conversation, Robbie.
Okay, I can lose a point for that. I deserve that.
Listen, quad pod boy, that made me go swimming in the jungle juice for your straw.
Hey, Florence, Mildred.
Henrietta.
How about this one? You ready?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, this could be either white or black. If you've been in the country, you know one. If you've been in the hood, you know one. Cletus.
How about this person says Leotis?
Leotis. Ooh.
Leotis Machida?
I know a smoke show named Elga.
Yeah, but that's foreign. Like, we don't know what's going on.
With Helga?
No, Elga. E-L-G-A. Like, that could be a hot name, like in, you know, Czech Republic.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that could be like an Amsterdam.
Gretchen?
Like,
right. No, that's
No, Gretchen's
that's a good,
hot.
That's
Gretchen's,
a cool name.
Gretchen's good.
Gretchen? Lucille.
Yeah, we're good with Gretchen.
You sure?
Lucille.
Yeah.
But you could just make that Lucy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're good with that.
I don't think there's many Lucys either anymore.
Really, though? Like, if there was
Beulah.
Like a...
What if, it, you know, so like Miss America, we were talking about this during the break. Miss America's got rid of the swimsuit competition.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to judge contestants on looks.
Right.
What if they have an all old person's name category? Like, they have to, it's got to be like Miss 1920s, but she's got to have herself like a real classic name. And so it can only be Ethel's and Gertrude's
Eunice.
And Mildred's and Henrietta's and Lucille's. It has to be all old ass names. I think we got something.
This is the dumbest idea you've ever come across.
Look, man, they're getting rid of the swimsuit competition in Miss America, which is about as dumb as it comes.
Irma.
Because they're saying Irma.
That's old.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, but feels like it's got some recents to it.
Pearl.
Pearl's old.
Pearl
is old as hell.
Man.
Real old.
Beverly.
But I always go to Beverly's Jewelers, so I feel like it's not that outdated because I hear
the
commercials.
The way you talk about your what's going on at home, you go a lot.
And Patrick Beverly too.
Come as a customer, leave as a friend. I feel like you know what's a name that is an old name, but also could be really sexy nowadays is Daisy.
Daisy, I like Daisy. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Daisy always goes with Daisy Duke, so I feel like not that old.
Yeah,
pretty recent.
Timeless. But it isn't old. It's like
she's not hot anymore.
Wasn't it Daisy from?
She's not hot anymore,
who?
But.
Which one?
Daisy Fuentes?
No. Ooh. The chick that was
or
Daisy.
Or she been in the last 20-something
years. The original or Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, the
Simpson?
Original.
I don't know what she looked like. The old Daisy Duke.
What?
I don't remember.
She's man. That's old.
There's two shows that was must-see TV for a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Dukes of Hazzard.
And Wonder Woman?
No. Oh, three shows. Wonder Woman.
Yep, Linda Carter.
And Three's Company.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Oh, not like seeing
it.
They
that
used to bounce
Summers.
Around that suit. Like,
Suzanne Summers.
Bras were optional.
Yeah.
I don't even know about the other one.
Oh, Janet? Forget about
Janet.
It.
Janet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think Janet made up for it with her kinkiness.
Juanita?
Janet was kinky?
Definitely. Come on.
Juanita? That's old.
this show is taking a bad turn.
Yeah, it is.
I disagree. So, Brock Osweiler. Let's get down to it, boys. So this Callum Bailey just showing
Stop.
Up.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on.
Clear my throat because I'm getting ready to lose
right, cool.
my
Well, my you just stuff. You just hold it in the holster there for a second.
All right.
So this Callum Bailey is catching passes. And he's making great plays. He's got hands. Who's he catching passes from? Boom. You guessed it. Brock Osweiler. Why? Because the Dolphins are retooling his mechanics. They're going to fix him. And you know what they're going to do with him, Leroy? Turn him into an asset.
Oh, Catherine Bach married Ringo Starr.
What?
Yep.
The Daisy hell Duke. Oh, okay.
So let me get this straight.
Retooling.
Now, I said the same thing about Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
You have been doing something your whole life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell, he got a $50 million contract mm-hmm. for doing what he does.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And now you figure out he's been doing it all wrong?
Well, retooling. So they're not reconstructing.
Didn't he have him in Denver?
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't he retool him then?
That's what he's probably trying to do. Trying to recalibrate to get him back to where he was. Because
he was never anywhere.
Was what?
He was okay. He was okay. Wasn't the worst.
What?
What?
Remember Tim Tebow went through an entire reconstruction.
Wait.
He would go to the sideline with the Jay Cutler look.
So you're telling me that Adam Gase is trying to retool Brock Osweiler back to Brock Osweiler's glory days that he never had.
Well, no. They were glory days because he got a $50 million contract.
That was out of desperation.
No. That's not out of desperation because he showed some things. Things that Adam Gase saw initially. Because remember, he had him from a pup. So if he's able to turn him into an asset, that's a good coaching job for Crazy Eyes Gase. Not bad, man. If he gets Osweiler in here and he turns him into an asset, come on. You gotta give some props there. You guys aren't sold?
No.
All he's gotta do is show some flashes.
Wait a minute.
Flipping for a 4 or 3?
So after what you just said, answer this question. And let me get the pen ready. What are your feelings on Ryan Tannehill?
Just hanging
if
over
that's me. What you feel about Osweiler.
I feel great about Ryan Tannehill.
All right.
But I'm not campaigning for Osweiler to replace him.
I'm sorry. $72 million, not 50.
Oh, 50 guaranteed.
Wait. He got $72 million to play quarterback, and now we have to teach him how to throw.
Retooling. Go back to your roots. Yeah, man.
What roots?
Can someone help me retool on radio?
His okay roots. You know, like what got him that money? He got away from that. Because you remember he had the whole thing where he's getting mocked over him thinking that he's a starting quarterback. And the guy's like, oh, well, what on the film proved that to you?
Correction. -1 for the Texans. Barbara Bach married Ringo Starr. Not Catherine Bach.
Bach.
So you get the...
Get the axe.
-1.
This show is all over the place today.
I don't like how you are hanging that marker over my neck like a guillotine.
Oh, you step over here again, it'll be right in your face.
Hey, listen, you're drunk with power. You need to relax.
So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Minicamp has started.
Mandatory.
Mandatory minicamp. Well, when you say minicamp, it's not OTA. When you say minicamp, to me, it is mandatory. Because minicamp is different than OTAs.
Well, you know, it is different. But I'll tell you, it was a bunch of cowards. This Gronkowski and this Brady.
What?
Because you talk all this mess. You talk all this mess
it's
in the offseason. No. You talk all this mess all offseason about the culture and how you want things in a different light and how you want some more respect and you don't want to be part of the old Belichick way. And as soon as you can get fined for not showing up, you show up. That's coward.
Fire Belichick!
Coward's way out.
Twerk!
Nah. They don't have to really show up for that work.
You know what? I wish I could put you in that environment.
What?
For a minute.
Am I coming into this thing with all pros, $1 million contracts, and Super Bowls in my back pocket? Because they got the clout.
You're not starting off up here, buddy.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You're starting out as special teamer,
well, look,
carrying shoulder pads, buying breakfast on Saturday.
Yeah, but you got to pick your battles. Like, I'm not doing that 6th round pick Tom Brady out the league. But if I got all the credentials and I'm talking big and bad like I was beforehand.
Breaking news.
And you're telling me that there's some rift with the
Gase
Patriots.
Gase was in Chicago that year.
We got breaking news about Ryan Tannehill. He says despite his injury, he's still going to be able to run this year.
What more needs to be said?
You understand? Can I just...
He says his legs are still going to be a weapon.
Can I clarify something? The reason why he had the problems with his knee is because he should have had the surgery the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same injury. No. It's nothing else. So the only thing that happened was they took a chance and they took the wrong chance.
There's been no diminishment in his mobility.
Whoa!
No diminishment.
Back that up, professional.
no diminishment in his mobility, escapability,
right,
after knee surgery. All is well. All is well.
I'll say this.
All is well.
I will say this to all the people of South Florida. What is he escaping right now? Because he can't get hit.
Yeah, but he couldn't get hit in the play he got hurt on, too. So, boom. Boxed in.
Tobin blew all of his energy in the first 15 minutes.
Nah, I'm good, man. I got takes for days. I'm ready to roll. In fact, I got a new one coming up next. So LeBron James, Steph Curry, they have come out in support of the Philadelphia Eagles because they were uninvited to the White House. Our president did that move, which he did to Steph Curry, where Steph Curry's like, I'm not going. And he's like, well, you're not invited. Well, he did that with an entire team because no one was coming to the White House to celebrate other than what he calls a small number of players. And they were going to let down their fans because apparently they're not standing for the national anthem, except they all are.
Here. Can I throw another tidbit of information?
Yes, we would love a tidbit.
No Philadelphia Eagle knelt last year.
That's true. Except when Fox News did the story this morning, they showed a picture of Eagles kneeling. Disingenuously, they showed Eagles kneeling before the anthem in prayer and not during the anthem. But they didn't explain that at the time.
Hmm. But so...
Fair and balanced.
So... The problem with this whole issue that I have is that the president could have said, you know what? Why don't you guys come? We'll have a conversation. Because the first thing that would be said is, Mr. President, this isn't about, you know, kneeling for the national anthem. We're not trying in any way, shape, or form.
No one's trying to disrespect the military.
To disrespect the military. We are doing this for this reason, to bring awareness to, you know, how some are being treated by police officers. And that would be the end of it, because then all the stuff that he's been saying would have nowhere to go.
Right. Like he's putting this position out where he's trying to seem like he's making
He's trying to make him un-American for doing it.
He's trying to make it seem like he's making this strong stance against a bunch of anti-American players when, in fact, they weren't going anyway.
Right.
And you just didn't want to be embarrassed. You didn't want, like, an inauguration situation where everybody was comparing picks from 4 years ago. And so then you're like, if it's only going to be David Akers showing up, is he even on the Eagles anymore? If it's only going to be David Akers showing up, I ain't doing it.
Would you have been pissed off if they would all went? And then soon as, because the president has a remarkable ability, if you go to the White House, he deems that a support. You see what I mean? So you're kind of caught in a situation because, you know, black people went to a rally and look at all the black people that support me. No, we went to the rally. You know, so I don't understand. You know, I kind of wish they would have went and ask the president, look, let's have a conversation and let's have a meaningful conversation about why we do what we do, and let's maybe come to some type of solution. And if he then tried to turn that into something other than what it was, leave.
I just thought it was funny, man. Like you're trying to be on this platform and it's just completely fiction. I think a lot of people would like a rest from the politics and sports thing. I would like my president to take a break from it too. I would like it to not be at the forefront of his thought. Like, oh, so only,
of all oh, the things
so
going on,
a dozen Eagles are showing up. Oh my gosh, I can't do my fake speech prepared. It's like, hey man, those speeches aren't real. Like, honestly, you think Obama really had jokes about Mario Chalmers? Nah, that stuff's written for him. But who cares? It's just be chummy, give him a jersey, photo op, let's go. But right. It's like now it's tuned into something of actual, like. I don't go to these things. Like, if Riley doesn't go to see Obama, I don't care. So what? He doesn't agree with Obama. Good
they
for
don't
him.
Announce. They don't even announce that. But see, here's where we've gotten with this. So now, whatever team goes to see the president, now it's going to be about who's not there.
Right.
And what that means. When in actuality, every year there's players that don't go.
Remember when the 72 team got re-honored by the White House and a bunch of them didn't want to go? And it's
right.
She guys gotta go. This might be the last opportunity you have to be in honoring Don Shula. It's like, nope, gotta stick by my sport. All right. It's like to me, if I were to get such an invitation, it'd be like, I would go just for the experience, because I don't think it says one thing about me one way or the other.
Somebody said they should have all gone and then taken the knee behind the president.
That would have been something.
Hell,
he would have been shook.
Oh, I would love that chaos.
Man, that's a planned out attack right there.
Instead, we're going to add 3 o'clock at the White House. We're all going to have patriotic songs and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Which is eerily similar to countries which we fought in war against anyways.
Look,
I know, keep my snowflake views to myself.
Nothing's gonna celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles like a little Euro grand old flag.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah, man. Like, what are we talking about here? This is just at the tip of everybody. Like I swear, this is the thing too with the kneeling. You know, whatever side you want to be on, pro, against, this particular thing with the kneeling during the anthem, the message getting muddled up. It was a story that was going away. I mean, the only really thing
right,
that was left.
Right, it was
left,
going until old Hammerhead came in.
The only thing that was happening was, hey, why doesn't Kaepernick have a gig? That was kind of the last storyline of it. Then middle of the year, like week five? It's like, here it comes in with SOBs off the top rope, and boom, it's another.
Now more guys are kneeling.
It's like, it's become so disingenuous, because now everybody wants to, I respect the flag. You respect the flag. It's like, what are you talking about, man? This is all, you guys all just see how phony all this is, right? That's the thing that I find just wildly frustrating about it, is you look at this and you think, oh, no. This is a stand for America and to make it seem like we care about this country greatly. It's like, kind of seems like the cheapest pandering I've ever seen in my life.
Mike Ryan tweeted this out, but in college football, like 99% of the games, the teams are in the locker rooms when they do the anthem.
Yes. Well, no, up until 2008, we were. I've never been, except for like championships or playoff games,
story, yeah.
I've always been in the locker room.
Right.
When we come out, they announce and you go.
Right.
So this is only recent where they start playing the national anthem with the players on the field.
Don't take my man card for this, because I had to go. My daughter was in it. Dance recital. Okay,
you're allowed to go to your daughter's dance recital.
Anything with family, man card. Yeah,
but allowed. One of the performances was a ballerina balleting to the national anthem.
Did everyone stand?
No, we all sat. And you want to know something?
What?
It was beautiful and respectful, and we all appreciated the anthem and
the
art.
I would have stood up.
And would you have?
Yeah.
Because it didn't even get a standing ovation.
What?
Didn't even get a standing ovation. Just high applause. But you want to know something? Great respect. Great respect and great performance for our country. I said, and guess what? Plenty respectful on my ass. I was.
To be honest with you, I'm weird like that. Like, I just, like, I hear the anthem, and it's just, like, it triggers me to, like, I stand. Like, I just do.
You'd be the only guy standing. So what if somebody said, down in front, I can't see my daughter?
I'd be like, it's a national anthem, man.
Like, I feel peer pressure when I go in the Mission Barbecue.
Actually, what pisses me off more is people that don't take their hats off.
Really?
Like, if I'm at a game as a fan, like in the stands, and they play the anthem, and you don't take your hat off, like I'm yelling at you, "Hey, buddy, take your hat off!"
No, why? Like,
yeah, that's me.
What like, if it doesn't? I don't take it which as is, anything.
Which is also odd because I'm for the players kneeling, so I am
hypocritical. People that don't. Well, I mean, so you're going to go round up the people getting hot dogs and beers?
Oh, yeah. If I'm in the concourse and they play the anthem, I stop what I'm doing. If you have your hat off, I'm yelling at you.
No, depends on
how. Hey, buddy! You want to know why you're not. Buddy, see, take your damn hat off.
It depends on how close he is to the hot dog.
Yeah, but you want to know something?
No, I tell the guy, listen, wait, we have to respect the anthem.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I've grown up in a country where I just do what I want because it's America. I don't need to be forced to show my patriotism with disingenuous standing.
Better take your hat off.
Even if I were to keep my hat on, keep my hat off, I can either respect or
I'll
not respect.
I'll tackle you. I'll come after you.
You are?
Yeah.
In that boot?
Damn it. Boxed in.
Back after this.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.